Assembly lawmakers had been debating this bill off and on since yesterday, the day that was supposed to be their final day of session. Democrats repeatedly called the bill a power grab in an attempt to stick it to Milwaukee by interests from outside the county. Beyond giving businesses more seats on the board of MATC, the bill would also give county officials from the neighboring suburbs more power to pick the board. Democrats were worried that board would no longer represent the interests of Milwaukee, and they were also concerned that an immediate turnover of all the board's members could endanger MATC's two public television licenses. While they were unable to amend the bill with the Senate having gone home for the year, Assembly Democrats did secure written assurances that the board would not be wholly replaced right away. Here's Minority Leader Peter Barca.
I'm glad we were able to get some assurances, because from the start, we wanted to be positive that this new board going forward could be in the best shape to still have diversity, to represent the community strongly, to have continuity, to ensure that the FCC license would be protected, and we fought long and hard for that.
The deal ultimately passed in a voice vote. It now heads to the governor's desk. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.